Shabba Shabba Dubai the four. Bend down, make it spring, open up, gun it door. Last fight, ni preku no on a Rambo Aima. This ain't love, but to hear you a stranger. Who can you honor next time, just remember. I meant to give it up quicker than a chip, yeah, bye. But many names of food and a chip, yeah.
Get it, get it, get it, get it.
Reaffirms strong state-church partnership. Swiss Honorary Consulate opens in Lusaka, paving way for increased trade and investment. In international news, US-backed hepatitis B vaccine study halted in Guinea-Bissau. And in sports, Wilson Chisala in Israel pursuing a move away from Sunset Stadium.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed the strong bond between the state and the church, emphasizing their shared responsibility in promoting national development and unity. Speaking after a high-level meeting at his farm in Choma, President Hichilema commended the Catholic Church for its continued partnership with government in advancing Zambia's social and economic agenda. The head of state met with Bishop Valentine Kalumba of the Livingston Catholic Diocese, accompanied by Father Cletus Mwila and Father Gregory Mulovela from the Monze Diocese. President Hichilema noted that the church plays a critical role in the provision of health and education services, especially in rural and hard-to-reach areas where government presence is limited. The president further encouraged the church to motivate its members to take an active role in agriculture as a way of strengthening national food security.
The church and ourselves as government are partners, always will be partners, always. We are inseparable. So we need to continue working to benefit for the benefit of our people. And we want to express our gratitude first, together with our commitment, express our commitment to you. I'm on the farm, and a lot of questions have been raised while I'm on the farm, and I'm on the working holiday. I prefer to go to do something when I have a little bit of time, rather than to go to Seychelles or to go to London or Cape Town and spend the taxpayers' money. I would rather be here on properties where we don't pay rent. The state doesn't have to pay accommodation fees. But more importantly, because it's in our spirit of cost reduction, which is very important to us, but more importantly, to also encourage production of something, especially food security, which is important.
Meanwhile, Bishop Valentine Kalumba praised President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership, highlighting his decision to spend his working holiday at his farm as a sign of fiscal discipline and commitment to promoting local production. The bishop reaffirmed the Catholic Church's commitment to working closely with government in addressing national challenges facing the country.
When we talk about food security production, you guys are living it.
Indeed.
We are seeing it. You are on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so impressive is you didn't want to spend the taxpayers' money to go elsewhere. You have come right here. When you are talking, you are leading by example. So for me, this is touching. And
thank you.
And I'm sure my brother too. As the leadership of the Catholic Church,
yes,
so that
yes,
you can touch this.
Indeed.
Yeah, which is, as I said, a very big surprise.
Zambia has strengthened diplomatic and economic ties with Switzerland following the official opening of the Honorary Swiss Consulate at Foxdale Court in Lusaka. Incoming Honorary Swiss Consul to Lusaka, Angelica Hewler-Anderson, described her appointment as a great honor and said her role will focus on promoting trade, investment and cooperation between the two countries. Ms. Anderson, who is half Swiss and half Zambian, announced that Switzerland's Secretary of State is expected to visit Zambia at the end of October, accompanied by a delegation of Swiss business leaders. She said the visit is expected to open doors for increased investment and stronger trade relations. She noted that Switzerland is home to some of the world's largest companies and said Zambia stands to benefit from deeper commercial partnerships, particularly in sectors such as mining, renewable energy, and agriculture. The Honorary Swiss Consulate will operate from Foxdale Court, which is recognized as Zambia's greenest building. Ms. Anderson said the building runs about 75% on solar power, following the installation of a 100 kilowatt solar system 10 years ago.
So definitely on the energy side, solar through the CLIC program, they're able to fund solar plants here in Zambia because that's all reduces carbon emissions, carbon footprint. So through the CLIC program, they buy what's called ITMOs, which are credits that reduce your carbon credits. And also mining as well. So Switzerland has a Swiss company called Glencore, which was one of the largest mining companies in Zambia. They're based in Switzerland, so Switzerland does have a very key focus on mining as well. So those are definitely some of the areas for business here in Zambia.
Two people have been arrested in Livingston for being found in possession of counterfeit currency amounting to 5,500 kwacha. The incident occurred on January 22, 2026 at Ngwenya Market, where a mobile money agent identified as Gift Tembo, 32, discovered that a customer had presented counterfeit notes while attempting to deposit 3,500 kwacha at her Airtel Money booth. Ms. Tembo alerted fellow marketeers who apprehended the suspect, later identified as William Sakala, 50, of Ngwenya compound, before handing him over to Mbita Police Post under Livuyu Police Station. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed that police officers recovered seven counterfeit 500 kwacha notes from the suspect, all bearing the same serial number, and a subsequent search led to the recovery of two additional counterfeit notes, bringing the total found on him to be 4,500 kwacha. He stated that further investigations led to the arrest of a second suspect, Folochi Mutondo, 46, who admitted receiving 2,000 kwacha from the same source and later giving the money to his wife, part of which was also circulated and reported separately to police. Mr. Namalongo stated that in total, police have seized 11 counterfeit 500 kwacha notes, amounting to 5,500 kwacha as exhibits, while investigations into the source and circulation of the counterfeit currency continue. In international news, Guinea-Bissau has put a halt to a U.S.